Today's guest is Emma Plush from Australia, who is a mum of three young children with a background in the health industry, and she is a low-tox advocate. After finding out about toxins in baby products, she made it her mission to find safer alternatives and share her knowledge about the dangers in our everyday products. This has led her on a journey down a natural living and holistic path, which was also how she discovered homeopathy. Emma will share some of the main culprits to look out for in our everyday products today, and she will share some safer alternatives. You can follow Emma for some more helpful advice on Instagram at LiveLowTox. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now my mum and your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and a very warm welcome to Homeopathy Hangout. Today, we get to hang out with the lovely Emma Plush from Geelong. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on. So we're going to be talking about some really interesting topic today that we haven't covered on the show at all, to do with toxins in our home. But I wonder if you can maybe tell our listeners a little bit about how you first discovered homeopathy and maybe your journey into the light side, the natural side.
The holistic side of it.
Yes, holistic.
Yes. So I've basically been using homeopathy probably for about 7 months now. And it was just a complete accident that I sort of fell on top of it. And I basically just, as you do, scroll through social media. And then I saw all these people who I sort of were like, oh, they're a little bit too far holistic for me. And I was like, oh, I'll follow them anyway. And they were using homeopathy. And I really had no clue what it was about. And I had heard, you know, the stories that you hear when you first hear about homeopathy.
Snake oil.
Yeah. And my son at the time was dealing with quite a few sort of allergy issues, really bad sinus issues. And I was basically just wanting to give anything a go. And I thought, look, if I grab some like a basic homeopathy kit or something like that, then I have some things that I can use if I need to. And I honestly didn't really give it that much thought. I just grabbed one and thought, rightio, whatever, this will do, and thought it'll go up in my shelf and I won't use it again. And the joke's on me because I literally use them every single day now. And I think it was about 2 weeks after I grabbed the kit, my kids like came down with a virus illness, as they do. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, I've been putting on the essential oils. I had like the diffusers going in the room. And I was like, what else can I do to support them? And anyway, I got out my little booklet and I was reading all about it and just grabbed the remedies that I had in my kit. And I was actually quite amazed at how well they helped support my kids. So from that day forwards, I have just been adding to the pile and I seriously use them every day. So yeah, I don't know what I did before them.
I'm so glad to hear that. And it's really cool. I didn't know that you hadn't only used it for such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I've been following you on Instagram for a little while and you often post videos of how you use the homeopathic remedies alongside all the other bits and pieces that you do. So I just assumed you were like an expert because you're using you're using it very expertly in the way that you're administering it. And I really like the water bottle remedies. I saw you do a little reel on that. I was like, yeah, it's so cool. I'm so glad the water bottle remedies are taking off because it's a great way to get your dosing.
Well, I saw your reel and I was like, oh, that is such a good way because I forget myself. Like if I'm trying to take something, I forget. I will give the kids theirs, but for me, I absolutely am atrocious at remembering. So the teeth mix, it goes into my water bottle every single day because my teeth aren't wonderful. So I saw your post about it and I was like, yep, it's in my water bottle.
It's in mine too. And I've told that story so many times, but for any listeners who might not have heard it, I have a tooth in my mouth that should have been pulled 7 years ago. I went to this holistic dentist in New Zealand. She's like, that tooth has got to come out. And I wasn't going to do a root canal, obviously, and I didn't want to implant. Yep. So I thought it'll just have to come out. And then I just thought, no, I'm going to try and save it. And I just used that strong teeth mix, which is a blend that I made that's on my website, and also did a lot of oil pulling. I don't do oil pulling anymore because I'm just a bit lazy, but did that religiously. And the tooth just became stronger and stronger and stronger. And then 3 years after that, so about 4 years ago, I went to a holistic dentist here in Perth. And because it was starting to hurt because I'd become slack with taking my remedy. And he was like, the tooth needs to come out. I actually booked in to have it pulled 2 weeks later, got into the surgery room or his room. And he's like, I've just come back from a holistic dentistry expo or whatever seminar over East. And I think that if you're managing your tooth at the moment with your remedies, you should just like do it. And I just totally psyched myself up to go and get this tooth pulled. And I was like, oh, okay. So I walked out of that with my tooth in my mouth, continued my remedies. Then recently, because of palate expansion, had another x-ray done. And the tooth is just getting stronger and stronger. So it's just like incredible. Still sitting there. So anyway.
Yes.
Who's not on too strong teeth next, there's hope. Emma, tell us a little bit about how you got on to just getting some of the toxins out of your home. Because in homeopathy, we have what's called a maintaining cause. Mm-hmm. And that is when a client comes to see us and there is something in the home or something in their diet or maybe something mental, emotionally, like a really stressful job that they are not getting away from, or they don't stop doing that thing. And then we never quite get those results that we would like to because this person's continually doing this thing.
Yeah.
And toxins in the home is a very strong maintaining cause, because if you're continually exposed to those toxins, you're just not going to get better. So you've got the floor. Talk to us about how you went down that rabbit hole.
Well, and it definitely is a rabbit hole. And it basically led me to this whole other side of health, because I do have a health background and I never knew any of this. So that's why I share, because I just feel so passionate about helping other people, because I was so blindsided when I first found out. So basically what happened was one of my friends they basically talked about how this nappy rash cream, and I had younger kids at the time, this nappy rash cream contained these toxic ingredients. And I thought, oh my gosh, this lady is just gone nuts. She is really not talking proper what I was thinking. If they're sold on stores, then it's completely safe. But she said to me, no, have a look at the ingredients in this nappy rash cream. And of course I was using it. It's a really popular brand. And I turned it over and started to do some research about the ingredients in it. And I was completely shocked about what I found, because, and then started looking at everything else in my home. But basically these ingredients in our products, no one talks about them until you sort of start to delve into that side. And they can actually cause really, really significant impacts on our health. And a lot of the ingredients in this product was actually endocrine disruptors. So they mess with our endocrine system, our hormone system, and can affect so many things in our body. And I couldn't believe that I was putting this on my little daughter, and I had done on my other two kids as well. And so I basically just threw it in the bin. And then that just started, I opened the door and I just looked at everything in my home. So basically the first thing that I sort of looked at was my cleaning products, because I was like, well, I'm spraying these around my home. I am spraying them on the kitchen table. My kids, if you've got kids, they lick the kitchen table. They lick everything. And I just couldn't get over the fact that I was spraying these toxic ingredients around and my kids were potentially ingesting them, inhaling them, and it was causing all these issues. And so many people sort of looked at me like I had grown a third head, because they were the same as I was. They were like, no, if it's sold on stores, then obviously it's completely safe. But that isn't actually true. And it's sort of a hard lesson to learn, because you really go in thinking that these manufacturers and everything have our kids and ourselves best interest at heart. And especially like when it comes to green products, so that's a really big one, basically greenwashing. And so these products are marketed as safer alternatives because they're eco-friendly or they're good for the planet or they have green packaging. But in fact, they often contain a lot of the same toxins as, you know, your home brand products that are cheaper and nasty and things like that. So that sort of started me like wanting to switch out everything in my house, because I realized I turned over product after product and I just went, oh my gosh, like this contains, and like there's a list of the dirty dozen sort of thing of these toxins that are 12 of the most common in our house. So one of them is fragrance, which seems really innocuous and it seems really like it wouldn't cause that much harm, but actually fragrance is an umbrella term. So it can contain up to 3,000 different ingredients, and many of them are endocrine disruptors. So they're messing with our hormones, which then affects your fertility. It has a flow-on effect for everything. And those, if they're in a lot of our baby products, a lot of our cleaning products, things like that, we're being exposed to them every single day, which means that they're also building up in our body, which means that you might not see the effects right now, but in a couple of years' time, I don't know what will happen to my kids if I continue to use these products. So basically, yeah, fragrance is just one of those really simple ones you can look for on the ingredients label, and you can choose to not buy it or throw it in the bin or choose a safer alternative. So yeah, that's sort of how I got into it. And then, and long story really, but yeah. And then I just sort of wanted to share that with everyone I knew, because I just thought, if I didn't know about this and I sort of have a background in health, everyone else is not going to know about this because it's just not talked about. So yeah, so that's sort of what I'm all about. I'm just about sharing sort of the information and helping people remove these toxins and replacing them with better products and slowly making their home a safer place. Because yeah, as you said, it's that continual exposure that's going to build up in our body, and then we're not going to be able to heal, we're not going to be able to get better, we're not going to help with our eczema and things like that that a lot of people are facing, and they don't know that potentially our cleaning products or our skincare products can be contributing to it as well. So,
wow. Yeah. I remember being, I think it was 19 or 20, and I used to sell these handmade bracelets at this market, and there was this lady in her 60s that was selling organic veggies next to me. And yeah, she was part of a network marketing company. I think they're now called Madeira. It was called New Ways back in those days. And yeah, she said to me, you know, have you heard of like sodium lauryl sulfate and like this and that in the products? And it can, is a carcinogen. And I was like, cuckoo lady, growing veggies and thinking the government's out to get her. And I was like, there's just no way. But because we saw each other every week and we were next to each other for hours from like 5 o'clock in the morning until like 12 when the market's finished, she got to chat with me a lot. And then I just went and went, and the internet was then back then, just so you know, popped on the internet, you know, it was a dial-up connection. But went on there and looked up things like sodium lauryl sulfate and propylene glycol. I'm like, I just thought there's no way the government would allow that. There's just no way. And it was such a big shock. I remember that initial shock. Obviously now it's not a shock for me anymore, but it was a huge shock for me. I just could not believe. Yeah, I told you before we started recording how gullible I am. So you're right. I couldn't understand it.
You really think that if it is being sold, then it's gone through all these sort of processes, it's been tested for safety, it's had sort of tick, 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 but that's not actually the case. And so you've got to be the person that checks things before they come into your house, and you've got to be the one that reads the ingredient labels, and you've got to be the one that says, no, I won't be putting that on my child or in my house.
And the other thing is that they might say, oh, well, it's safe in that amount, in that one product. But the thing is, you don't just use one product during the day. You use, especially if you've got a little baby, use multiple products on their skin and on them all the time.
So phenoxyethanol is actually one of those ingredients that they say it is safe under, don't quote me on this, but I think it's like under 1% or something. Mm. However, it is in so many products. So if you're putting nappy rash cream on your baby, if you're putting moisturizer on your baby, if you're putting cradle cap cream on your baby, if you're bathing them in a bubble bath, and then you're cleaning your house, then that's sort of like already five exposures on a tiny little baby, which, yeah, phenoxyethanol is one that can have significant effects on little babies. So yeah, and it's still allowed. So because of that sort of loophole where they say, but it's only in the recommended amount in this one product. But yeah, it's the repeated continual exposure of multiple different products.
And are there any other ingredients? So you mentioned fragrance and then phenoxyethanol. Are there anything fragrance, else people should keep an eye out?
Phenoxyethanol. So you mentioned SLS or sodium lauryl sulfate, but there's also phthalates. So phthalates are also an endocrine disruptor, and they're actually, they're in a lot more than what we realize, as well as being in plastic, because they help make plastic soft. So if you've got plastic food containers at home, don't be one of those people that sort of gets stressed over it and just wants to remove everything from their house, because obviously the stress is another toxin in itself. You can do it slowly. You can do it slowly and safely, and you're still removing those toxins. But one thing that I have slowly done over time is remove my plastic containers, and I never, ever, ever heat food in plastic. So if you're heating in a microwave or in, you know, on the stove or something, always use glass or stainless steel. They are my top two sort of like go-tos for like storing food, and my kids have stainless steel lunch boxes to go to school with, just because these phthalates are in so many things. And if we can just sort of slowly remove them, then that's such has a big impact on everyone's health.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you said that message of don't go out there and stress about it, because that, you know, there's so much we could stress about in our environment, in our lives, in our society. And that, like you say, in itself creates disease. So just kind of be aware of that and work towards making positive changes. I think that's a beautiful message that you're putting out.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Because when I first found out, I was like, oh my gosh, really? My house is a toxic dump. Like, I need to get rid of everything. And that in itself wasn't really good. Like, I felt myself getting really anxious about things. So I just had to go, look, I can control the controllables. This month I'm going to swap my cleaning products. Next month I'm going to swap my baby products. So I just did it slowly. I just did it within my budget. I just did it as I could do it. So often, especially with glass containers in the supermarket, I notice quite often like Woolworths or Coles have really big sales and they're half price. So that's when I sort of, you know, might grab a couple and just stock them up and get rid of a couple of plastic containers. So it's just really slow going. And yeah, and that sort of has a better impact on your health as well, because you're not stressing so much. So yeah.
That's a beautiful message to give. Are there any other like really big ones that people should keep an eye out, or maybe a place that you recommend that people go, like a good resource that people can go, or are there any apps that you recommend that people
Yes. So there's actually a really good app called Chemical Maze. It is, I think, maybe like $3 or $4 to purchase. Mm-hmm. But once you've purchased it, that's it. And it actually, you can type in ingredients into that and it will just bring up sort of like a red, yellow, green type sort of system. And so obviously the red one is more toxic to health, and it does have a really good list of like where it comes from. So if it's like petroleum based, or if it's like natural, sort of from a natural source or something like that. And it has sort of how it impacts the health of yourself as well, and where it's often commonly found. So that's a really good one that I like to use, just to, you know, I've learned over time to spot out certain ingredients, but at the start I definitely didn't know what I was looking for and I just needed all the help I could get. So those apps were perfect.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, because I downloaded that app 10 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so I was thinking to myself, I wonder if that's, I didn't want to say, do you use Chemical Maze? I was like, I wonder if that still exists. So it's nice to hear that that's what you would recommend as well. I have found it really easy to use.
Yeah, it is. It's really simple. And it's like just sort of a good overview. So if you're just sort of starting to get into things, like you can just quickly type them in and just it pops up and gives you a really good overview about things. So I did make a little like sort of low toxin spreadsheet type thing on my page, Live Low Tox, if you wanted to check that out. And it's just like a little free guide and just has some of the common toxins to be aware of and where they're found. But honestly, now I feel like you can type them into Google and there's it brings up a whole list, because people are becoming more aware. And yeah, so
amazing. You share loads of great information on your Instagram page as well. I really like watching you on there. So that's a good place for people to, and it's just Live Low Tox is your handle as well. Hey?
Yes.
It's a great place for people to kind of just get that continuous education list and that reminder, and just, you know, new ideas of how they can replace products in their home. Are there particular products in the home that you feel are more so culprits than others? Or what are the top three things if people had to remove something from their home? What's the first thing you would say they should look out for?
So the most common route of toxin exposure is actually inhalation. So smelling it, basically, and that can have sort of more significant impacts than other routes of exposure, basically, because you're sort of inhaling, it goes into the lungs and then it can cross into the bloodstream. So obviously, in terms of that, I would ditch perfume. I know people are going to probably come at me.
No way. Essential oils are amazing for that.
Yes, exactly. And so people think, if I've ditched perfume, what am I going to use? But no, I honestly don't even notice that it's gone anymore, because I have made so many beautiful perfumes out of essential oils, and you don't smell like an old grandma. You don't, like, it's not like, you know, what you're thinking of a lavender smell. And pure essential oils actually can smell really beautiful and make some really nice blends. So often I give out like little perfume rollers to like my friends and family, and just trying to get them to ditch their perfume, because my sister still hasn't. She is, beautiful.
She's holding up my little one. And you can get these beautiful roller bottles with little crystals in them as well, and a little bit of essential oil. And it's so
good.
Yeah, you can
get so many. And I think they're becoming more popular. So you can find essential oil rollers around. Although I will just say one little caveat. does matter where your essential oils come from, because they can be cut with sort of like a fragrance oil, or they can be farmed even using pesticides and things like that. So that's why it is important to know the background and where you're getting them from and things like that.
So don't go to your local $2 shop and get an essential oil from there.
I would put 100% money saying that they are not essential oils at all, and they are in fact fragrance, which is what you want to stay away from in the first place. So yeah, that's sort of like a little, just be aware of that. But yeah, so perfume is definitely one that I would get rid of, and it is an easy swap. And then also, I talked about it a bit before, cleaning products, just because you're spraying them around your house and obviously they're going to be in the air. If your child walks into the room, then they can sort of inhale it and it can affect them. Obviously it affects children more so than adults, because they're a smaller body, everything. So a small amount to us is actually a large amount to them. So yeah, we personally use Thieves cleaning products, which I honestly love and would never go back to any other cleaning products. But yeah, and just be aware of the greenwashing, because there's a lot of cleaning products in the supermarket nowadays that say, yes, we're completely non-toxic, which is actually not a legalized term. So they, people can put on bleach if they wanted to. We know bleach is completely disgusting, but they could, if they wanted to, they could put non-toxic on bleach, because it, there's no sort of legal definition around that. So perfume, cleaning products. And then it really depends sort of where you're at. If you've got kids, then potentially, you know, looking at your kids' products, or if you don't have kids, potentially looking at your skincare, deodorants, things like that, because a lot of those can contain a lot of nasty ingredients as well, especially deodorants. Antiperspirants is one of them. So we want to sweat. Sweat is great. So you don't need an antiperspirant.
I am still shocked that not the whole world knows that. I just assume that people know that antiperspirants are such a major cause of especially breast cancer, because you're, for us women, we've got all these incredible lymphatic glands around our breast tissue and under our arms, and sweat is our body's way of detoxifying. So if you're using a antiperspirant, I mean, the word anti should really like kind of be a dead giveaway. Then you are blocking your sweat ducts from being able to release toxins. So where are the toxins going to go? Right in that beautiful, you know, breast tissue that's sitting right there, because it's got to go somewhere. So please, 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 if you're still using antiperspirants, and especially for your partners as well, like for the men, please just don't do it. It's horrible.
My husband didn't really have a choice. I sort of just bought him low-tox deodorant and threw out the other stuff. And he was like, oh, where's this gone? And now he happily uses it. So he is one of those husbands that was very skeptical of going low-tox and like, you know, what are the benefits really? And he has made a very big 360 or 180.
180,
And he now uses a lot of low-tox products. And, yeah, so it's sort of sometimes they just need that push. And I think I was a bit more forceful than otherwise might be. But
as far as own good.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said. I said it is for your own good. And I don't want, you know, because you think when you're spraying it, all that stuff goes into the air and, you know, kids are often around you when you're spraying. And so, yeah, I just said, no, we'll just get rid of all of those type of things. So,
And please, if your Auntie Mary is coming for a visit to cuddle your newborn baby, just please ask her to lay off on the perfume, because those teeny tiny little humans, like you said, they're so much smaller. So for them to get rid of those toxins is so much harder. So just please keep the perfumes away from, especially
perfumes and fragrance products. Any sort of, like if you're going to shower that morning before you go see a newborn, just try not to use those really heavily perfumed body washes or moisturizers, things like that, because that still contains fragrance, which is still containing these toxins. So yes, definitely want to stop any sort of fragrance getting near your babies, because as I said, they're so vulnerable, and as a mum, you can do things to stop them being exposed. So
I had a client in the other day, and it's always a tricky one of how much you should say, because you want to respectfully help your client, but you also have to be respectful that people will kind of take information in at their own pace. So I had this client come in with her two kitties, and oh my gosh, the room just from the fragrance of these kids' clothes from the washing powder was so, so strong. So I sat there for half the consult thinking, Eugenie, keep your mouth shut. And the other part of me is going, you have to help this woman because she just probably doesn't know about that.
Yeah.
And I just said to her, I'm sorry, I know it's a personal thing. I don't want to intrude, but the washing powder that you're using on your kids' clothes is actually so incredibly strong. It's really bad for them inhaling this all day. And if you're thinking, if you're washing, say, for example, your bed sheets in it, you're sleeping on that all night.
Yeah. Unless you're running around naked half the day.
Really well, but holy moly, I had to say something because the whole room, you smell the whole room. And after they left, and I'm not a sensitive person. So things like that doesn't usually, like, I don't like artificial smells. I would never walk down the laundry aisle at a supermarket. Like, I just get a headache. But that was really, really strong. The whole room smelled of it.
And so many people don't realize that laundry detergent, so their children might have eczema or some skin condition, and they're doing all these things like eating well, using sort of potentially the right creams, using homeopathy, things like that. And they don't know that their laundry detergent is probably a major contributor to this skin irritation because of the really nasty toxins in it. So laundry detergent is another one. It's so hard to narrow it down because I could literally say, like, oh yes, you need to get rid of laundry detergent, you need to get rid of your dishwashing tablets. It's how you can do it. But there's so many things that you can change that can have a positive impact in your home. And another one, people are going to come
just
to me.
Just get it out there, Emma. Get it out there.
It's candles. So a lot of candles, especially those ones, those cheaper ones that you're buying, or even the more expensive ones, not only is the wax potentially containing toxic ingredients, the wick as well, but also what they've fragranced it with. And then, like, we don't have candles anymore. However, I know that there are some people that have gone low tox and they're still happy to use a beeswax with a natural cotton wick and things like that, fragrance with essential oils. So it's totally up to you what you do, but definitely those sort of candles with those really strong scents, I would be hesitant to bring them into my house.
And oh my God, scratch and sniff stickers and pens.
Oh,
do not ever give them to your child. I actually wonder about the amount of brain damage that it's doing because it's getting into those receptors, right? You know, and they're getting straight into the brain. Actually, I was shocked. There was this family who they're so natural with everything, all organic diet. And, you know, these kids had all these scratch and sniff stickers and pens. And I'm like,
and it's just I think it's sort of not something you consciously think about because kids love these, you know, I'll give them to kids because they love them and, you know, it's such a novelty. But yes, people don't realize because as much as I've tried to get my sister on board with low tox living, she just isn't ready yet. And whatever, each to their own, that's fine. But I tell her she is not to wear perfume around my house, my kids, and please don't buy me those scented things because I just don't like them. And then, you know, it's so hard to throw them away once your kids have been like, I love these textures. And so it's tricky.
I had a sister-in-law give my daughter Elsa, you know, just one of those Kmart body wash things with all that. And my daughter really liked it. I'm like, I'm so sorry, sweetie. Yes. It's going straight in the bin. But I explained it to her and she was totally fine because they understand the way that we live. So she totally got it. But I just went through the ingredients with her and I said what they all do. And it's a tricky one. I am about balance in life, but there's, like, for example, you know, if the kiddies are at a party and there's, say, for example, fizzy drink there or even Coke or something, I would never give my kids that normally. But if it's there, I'm like, okay, you know, you can have a small little bit. Because you've got to have that balance in life. You don't want to be a parent that just denies their kid everything. And that's why I just realized I probably sound a little bit judgy when I said before about their family, they buy the Sniffies. But, you know, that's the thing. Maybe that's their that's their one little thing that they really like to do. So it's not about, it's about
it's what
balance
works for you.
Exactly. And it's about balance at the end of the day. And if that's your one little treat or your one little thing or your non-negotiable for your family, that's great. Then obviously just be aware of it. And then also maybe just compensate for it in a different way by maybe spending the rest of that day after playing with the Sniffies, spending the rest of the day in nature grounding yourself.
Because what works for me doesn't work for someone else because it's where you're at in your life. And at the start of my journey, honestly, you could have come into my house and if, say, I went back a couple of years ago and came into Emma's house back then, I would have gone, oh my God, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that. But then that is so judgmental because I, back then, I didn't know any different and I didn't know any better. And so it's a hard thing because it takes time, and that's completely fine. But yes, you've also got to sort of say, well, you know, do they even know about toxins? Do they want to change the toxins from their house? And it's totally fine. Wherever you are at, that is your journey and you can do what you want. But we're just here to sort of give you the information.
Beautifully said. Speaking of which, cost-wise, what would you say? Because some people might say, oh, it's really expensive to go low-tox because all the low-tox products are more expensive. Do you recommend making your own? Have you got any recipes to share? Or is there any advice on the financial side of things for people who do want to change over their washing powder or their...
So it can seem overwhelming because you think, I've got to get rid of everything and that's going to cost me a fortune to, you know, buy it all back again. It doesn't have to be. It absolutely doesn't have to be. And like small things like getting rid of perfume, you don't have to have perfume again if you don't want. Like that's a free thing. You can get rid of that. You can open your doors and windows in your house. That's just another free thing to do. So like get the fresh air into your home. In terms of switching over to products, I have found that it actually hasn't been, for us personally, it hasn't been more expensive because I do DIY a lot of things, and DIYs aren't for everyone, but I DIY a dishwashing powder. So basically all I do for that is I do equal parts washing soda, bicarb soda, Epsom salts and citric acid. And I just combine it all in a big tub, mix it up. I pop some lemon essential oil in purely for fragrance, like natural fragrance. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. And that's a cheap DIY. So that can get rid of your dishwashing tablets. Then I found with our laundry detergent, again, we use Thieves, and one bottle lasts us about sort of 4 to 5 months, and we're a family of five and I do washing every single day. So it doesn't have to be more expensive. There are definitely some easy DIYs that you can do just using pantry products. But then obviously there's some things that you might need to purchase and that's fine. You just sort of do like transfer buying. So the money that you would spend at the supermarket, you just go and spend it at a low-tox shop or get them from a health food shop or get them from anywhere that sells low-tox products. It doesn't have to be expensive. And yeah, just do it 1 month at a time. So this month, I'm going to change my cleaning products. This month, I'm going to change my baby products. It can feel overwhelming, but it really doesn't have to be.
One little bit at a time, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
It might be worth as well even getting in touch with your girlfriends and seeing if you can do like a bulk buy or a co-op or something like that to purchase in bulk. And yeah, I don't really know the Thieves brand. Is that just in Australia or is that international?
No, so that's with Young Living. It is international, but I didn't know of it a couple of years ago either. And then I switched over and I was like, this is the best stuff ever. I've got to tell everyone about this. So
amazing. if it's lasting that long, that's great if you don't have to go and keep buying it. And we've only got family of four here, but yeah, we do washing every single day as well.
Yeah,
I say to my kids, you know, that skirt is not dirty, go put it back in your cupboard.
I know.
But still, I did like three piles of laundry folding last night, and I said when I was done, I was like, there's literally none of my clothes in here. It's all you guys.
I really look forward to washing our clothes because it's like two folds and it's done compared to like a washing basket full of kids' clothes that takes you forever.
Exactly.
So, yes.
Well, Emma, is there a final message that you want to leave our listeners with? You've dropped some really great truth bombs here today and really nice little takeaways. I love the positive spin that you've put on everything so that it's not that overwhelming. It's awareness, but not overwhelming. So thank you for that. Any final message? And also, where can people get hold of you?
They can follow me on Instagram. I'm quite active there over at Live Low Tox. But basically, I think the final message is, do what works for you. If you're just finding out about toxins now in this podcast, then, you know, I can feel your brain, like the cogs going, oh my gosh, what am I going to switch first? Just do it slowly. Like it's not a race. It will be for the rest of your life. And honestly, once you start the switch to low tox, there are so many positive things that you find from it. And so many doors you didn't realize opened, because like, that's how I found homeopathy, just from sort of living that low tox lifestyle. And yeah, I think slowly and do it at your pace. And if you need any help, I am here. You can send me a message anytime.
Oh, cool. Amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I have to have a little chat with you afterwards about some products.
Sure.
Cool. All chat right. with you soon. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.